Welcome to the WedPro Podcast, the show for wedding professionals and business owners.
Each month, we bring you top industry experts, business chat, and hints and tips to grow your business.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Roxy.
Welcome to the WedPro Podcast.
Today you have got me, Roxy. Due to the current situation, me and Katie are not allowed to be in the same room as each other, which really sucks. But yeah, you've got me, Roxy, and today I'm joined by Jackie Hale. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming on. I think today the subject we're going to cover is something that we all need to take note of coming out of this pandemic, don't we, really?
Absolutely. Yep. I'm hoping to give a few tips and steps for people to start taking now to get themselves back in the game.
Yep. So get your pens and papers ready, guys, because there's going to be some good tips. But first, tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Well, yeah, I've been in the wedding industry for about 11 years now. I was a teacher prior to that, and for my midlife crisis, rather than going off and having an affair, I decided to start a new business, and we bought some teepees.
Probably yes. The better choice.
I know, absolutely. But yeah, we bought some teepees. They were really, really new in the country. They'd only been around, there were only six companies when we spotted them. And in 2010, we bought six teepees and started Elite Tents in the Midlands, which has gone from strength to strength as TPs and outdoor weddings have massively increased in the last decade, which was amazing. And I also, at the similar time, joined, I suppose you'd call it a club, a membership place, that called the Entrepreneur Circle. And the Entrepreneur Circle is an amazing asset because it's all about marketing. I came from a non-business background, and it has given me loads and loads and loads of practical help, not the theory, the actual get on and do, to get my business out there and known. And as a result, really, if I'm honest, we have done really, really well. We've grown, we're trusted, we do a good job, and the marketing has helped us to get a good standing within.
I think in our industry, because we are all more creative, I think the business side of the business can be a little bit daunting, can't it? And definitely, you know, these words like marketing and SEO and like automation, like marketing, oh my life. But like you say, it's just a word, isn't it? But everybody needs to be doing marketing. And I think
100%, because in some respects you could have the best business in the world, you could have the best photography business or best be the best florist in your area, but if nobody knows about you, it's like winking at somebody in the dark. Like, literally nobody knows you're there. So you have to put yourself in front of your customers, and that's the key. It's working out who your customers are. And because I've been in the business of weddings, like a lot of your listeners, Roxy, for 11 years, I feel like I know the customers really, really well. And I've made it my business to really drill down and know where they hang out, what they like, what they enjoy, particularly outdoor weddings, but across the sector, really. And that's been really helpful. And as a result, when Elite Tents got to, just this is pre-pandemic, I have to admit, but pre-pandemic, Elite Tents was literally got so many systems in place in terms of the marketing, I was able to think, you know what, I can step away from this now. So I was in a really lovely position. Mm-hmm. And that's when I decided to take on coaching. What I wanted to do is share what I'd learned in the previous 8-10 years with other business owners, and most specifically within the wedding industry, because as you said, lots of creative, lots of fantastic businesses who are just not getting business, or not getting as much as they'd like, or not charging as much as they'd like because they haven't got the confidence, because they're always undercutting each other. And it's it can be a bit cutthroat, can't it, out there? So
definitely can, definitely. And I think this is where we are very aligned. When I spoke to you kind of previously, when we first met, it was like, oh, we've got very similar like values, very similar backgrounds. We've both come from like wedding industry backgrounds, and like for us, we really realised that there's, well, kind of like yourself, there's no support out there for other wedding businesses. We're just expected to know it all, and we can't know it all. And I really like what you said about marketing's like winking lines. it's almost like having a shop with no shop front, isn't it? You need to be marketing to be getting seen. And if you get seen, you're going to get more business, basically.
Absolutely. And the thing is as well, because for most of us, hopefully our couples, it's a one-off. They're not going to get married every year. So it's even harder for the wedding industry, because we're not just getting new customers once and going, oh, great, we can look after, like a hairdresser can look after them, keep the customers, and they only need a few. We need new business, new leads, new inquiries, year on year on year on year. And that's why it is absolutely important not to just have like what I call sticky patch marketing. Oh, gosh, I've got a quiet 2021. I need to do a Facebook ad. No, we need systematic, consistent leads coming in, which means there's a lot of foundations in marketing that you've literally got to make sure are working for you. So that's where I kind of leant towards the coaching, because the system that I've put in, which is called the Entrepreneurs Marketing and Sales System, literally takes every single one of the key foundations. And because I've done it with my wedding business, I can now, and what I'm enjoying doing is working with people to put them in theirs. You know, I have got other businesses as well, but the wedding one, I think we've got the toughest job in a way, but equally I've got the most experience in that, so I'm really enjoying helping those people.
It's I like that, because it's tried and tested, isn't it? It's not like you're saying, oh, try this, like it will work. It's the same for me and Katie. The things that we teach others in the wedding industry and the events industry, stuff that we have learned ourselves, self-taught. And then, you know, you kind of put a plan together, get them systems in place, make it so much easier for others to kind of get a foot in the door rather than starting where we did way back when. I mean, when we started on social media, God, like we hardly knew anything, but we were, you know, two youngish girls. and for us, we kind of just got it. And now we've got like a little process that works for every single wedding business, and we're able to help others, and it's so nice to be able
that's
to
right that's and that's perfect, because social media is a huge part of what the wedding industry needs to do, because it's the slow burner, because people won't book you through necessarily through Facebook or Instagram, but they'll know about you. And there we all know lots and lots of brides have been planning their wedding for a long time before they're even proposed to, aren't they? So let's be honest, if you're in their eye line, if you catch their eye and you're standing out from the crowd, when they are ready to book something, you know, you'll be the person that'll be, oh yes, I've got that saved in my likes, or I've got that post saved, or whatever it is, and they can come and find you. But the issue at the moment, what I've found in the last 12 months when I've talked to a lot of wedding business owners, unfortunately, is they're in the mindset, you know, and I'm not casting aspersions here, but I understand why. We've had, let's be honest, the wedding industry's had a rubbish time. We've had an awful year. We've all, you know, we all feel forgotten. We've had all the What About Weddings campaign, and absolutely hold my hand, you know, say my hat off to the people who've done that. But unfortunately for a lot of business owners, what's happened is they've been carried along on the current of despondency and despair and moaning. And we've, as an industry, dare I say, turned into quite a lot of whingers. And actually, you know, without upsetting your listeners, Roxy, I think what we've got to do now is recognise that, okay, you might be quite busy this second half of this year. You might even be quite busy next year. But then after that, what's going to stand, what's going to be there for you to make sure that you're busy going forward after that? And now we've been given a golden opportunity in a way, because honestly, the amount of marketing, I thought I was walking away from Elite Tents. Honestly, the amount of marketing I've done for Elite Tents in the last 12 months, new brochures, new website, all sorts of stuff, because you need to use the time you have while you're not in your business to work on your business.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head. And I think, you know, I don't think you're going to upset anybody by saying that sometimes, you know, people can be in the industry a little bit negative, and with good reason. Like, it's been a really, really tough kind of 12 months, but there has to come a point where you say, right, enough's enough. Like, what am I going to do now that's going to help me in the future? Because there's no point like sitting, like, we've had a golden opportunity, like you say, to be able to work on the stuff that needs working on, like making sure them systems are tight, making sure that the holes in the contracts and things like that are now tight because, God, like, I think for everybody, it's made everybody get their policies and procedures really tight right now.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But so what I've kind of put together to share with your listeners today is five steps they can take to get back on the right track, really, and to get started on moving their business forwards again. Because yes, I know from, you know, all being well, from June 21st onwards, we are going to have hopefully quite a positive year. Yeah. But if you're anything like us with the TPs, come mid-September, that's it again. Mm-hmm. You know, I know some, obviously, venues and photographers and florists might be able to carry on through the winter, but the outdoor wedding industry, as soon as we hit September, October time, we've got another 6 months for no money again. So
this is exactly the same for us in the bridal shop. And we did fall down this hole probably a couple of times before we realised, like, hold on a minute. And that, I think that's when we, like, got really, really kind of, we swatted up on social media. It was, you know, we would put our all in, getting bookings. And then we'd be really busy, not concentrate on the marketing still because we were too busy selling wedding dresses and sorting out brides. Come September, diary's empty, no bookings. What's gone wrong? What have I done wrong?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. So, and in a way, that's one of the first things, isn't it, to realise that that's the case, and then you can start to act on it. Like anything else, you've got to recognise the recognise what's going on before you can deal with it. So I guess the first thing I wanted to say, step one almost, is to realise what is actually going on out there. Because the truth is, even though we as an industry have had a rubbish time, this is not a recession like any other, because there's a lot of people out there with a lot of money still. There's apparently, and I've had a friend who's an IFA tell me this the other day, there's £16 million worth of money in people's savings accounts at the moment. Mm-hmm. All those people who haven't had to go to work and haven't been spending on travel and haven't been spending on lunches at the local Greggs or whatever it is, and haven't been on holiday, haven't been to a restaurant, all those people, but have still worked or even have had furlough money of 80%, but not been able to spend their money. So there are a lot of people who actually do have money. So when things do open up, it isn't like a normal downturn where everyone's been affected the same. That just isn't true. So what we need to do as wedding industry specialists is think creatively and make sure that when the lockdown's over, when people's confidence are back, it's us that those customers, those clients spot. It's us they want to do business with rather than our competitors.
And if they're like feeling anything like I am, apart from, you know, all the Amazon orders, like, I haven't spent as much money either, and I am waiting. I am literally, like, Katie, we spoke this morning, she's got a puppy. She's like, Roxy, I'm training that dog to stay on its own, so when I can go out, I'm going shopping, I can't wait to go to the pubs, I can't wait to, like, book a holiday, or it's going to be whatever is important to people, they're going to get on and they're going to be booking it and purchasing things, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. And the thing is, as I said, you know, you see a lot of posts about cancellations and sad things and refunds and all that. But there was one post I saw not so long ago from a lady, and I don't know whether she might be listening or she hadn't. It was on one of the forums, and it just said, we're going to need every bit of strength and ingenuity to survive till this time next year. And I think that was going back a few months. Mm-hmm. I saw that. And I thought, do you know what? She's hit the nail on the head. And I think the business owners who are going to move forward are the ones who do think outside the box, do think, right, I'm not going to waste my time now. I'm going to move forward, work really hard and try and get it so that when people are ready, I'm there. So in some respects, as business owners, it is kind of our own fault. We're all on a level playing. We're all dealing with this pandemic.
Yeah.
But some people will get on and deal with it and go, do you know what? I'm a business owner. I'm protecting my business. I'm going to solve this as best as I can. And we've already seen some people pivoting, a lot of caterers doing fantastically with, you know, different types of catering, and photographers who are doing branding websites and all sorts of stuff. And that's great. But don't forget about your core business. Make sure that you've also got that covered so that when things do open up and people want to book, you're ready. So that's the first message, is realise the money's there and get ready for it. Because at the end of the day, if you don't, it's kind of your fault.
Yeah, like, you are in control. Although we are not in control of the pandemic or, like, what the timings are of when everything's going to be back unlocked, your business is your business. And yes, you know, things are on hold, but like you say, it's not like it's not a recession like any other.
Yeah,
we're all just waiting.
Yeah, so it's just a little example. If you give a guarantee that, you know, so say you've given a guarantee for weddings in June this year, July this year, that if the restrictions are carried on, you'll move them straight away. Well, if you're giving a guarantee but somebody else isn't, they'll go with you. Mm-hmm. So think of ways to make sure that you get those bookings in. And same for next year, you know, it might be that you guarantee, or it might be something else that you do, an incentive, a low start deposit, because, yeah, you know, so that people got confidence, because once people are giving you some money, they have then got some kind of commitment to you. Yeah. So yeah, so that's the first thing. And the second one really is kind of what we've been talking about already, which is get stuff done. Because now is not the time to think, oh, I haven't got the money to do marketing. Marketing is not a non-essential spend. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely an essential spend.
It's the most important thing for you to be doing always. Yeah. Not just right now, but it is really important that you want. And I think consistency, me and Katie, we're always banging on about being consistent with your marketing, you know.
Yeah, but so the important. Other thing is, Facebook ads and Google ads have never been cheaper. They are really good value at the moment. So if you've got a Google account, an AdWords account, or if you've got the time and you need to make the time to do your Facebook ads and get yourself out there, because the cost per click at the moment for those people who are looking, who are at home on their phones, on their laptops looking, definitely to spend on marketing at the moment is a really wise thing to do, because it will give you positioning. And of course, a lot of people aren't doing it. So if you do it, you'll be seen. So again, you're building up that sort of credibility.
That little thing extra that's going to make you stand out above.
Absolutely. And the other thing is, it's all very well, again, I keep hearing, oh, but I'm full, I can't do it. But so in that case, plan ways that these people will then refer you on. You know, get that in place, make sure that you've nurtured your customers so they're already talking about you and raving about you before you've even done their wedding.
Yeah, because that way we did in the bridal shop, always with the brides, was firstly nurture them, make sure, you know, get them loving what you're about, and then we'd ask them, you know, we'd do like a referral scheme, and ours was, it was if you refer a bride and they purchase their dress from us, you get £50 cash and the bride gets £50 off her dress. People, like, they loved the fact that we were giving them physical money or transferring it straight into their bank account. Thank you very much.
Yeah, really definitely. Well. Definitely. And I think you can do that even before you've done their job.
Yeah.
You can do that before you've even done their job, because as long as they love you, which they will, if we all do the customer service, which I know we all do in the wedding industry, we really look after those couples. So, you know, we're known for it. And the thing is to almost cash in on that early and say, you know, have you got any other friends that are this or that and that's interested? So yeah, I would really say, you know, marketing, it doesn't have to be madly expensive marketing even, you know, it might be making sure your Google My Business is up to date. It might be making sure you've got your referral cards done properly with a good offer on there that they definitely can't refuse, kind of thing. Those are the kind of, you know, key
really, things. Really, really, what I'm saying is think outside the box with your marketing as well. Doesn't have to just be like, even by just doing the referral schemes, we actually made little cards. And it was actually, we used to say and make the point of, the more brides you refer, the better your kind of prize almost. It was like a stampy card. And then once they got to like, if they managed to get to 5 brides, it was like £100. Again, there you go, thank you very much.
Exactly. So yeah, definitely referrals but as I say, the other types of systematic fact, putting your foundations in place is really, really good. The other one that people, I think, really often forget is, which is my like third step, is to reignite old leads. Now, we've just recently done this at Elite Tents at the beginning of this year. We went back and contacted every single lead, which was about 1,200 people, I think. We individually text them a little text just to say, really simple, like, hi, Sarah, are you still looking for a teepee for your wedding? If so, we'd love to help. and just signed it off. Honestly, the amount of responses, Roxy, was overwhelming. Even if they say no, you take them off your CRM system, yeah, they're done. But you'd be amazed at how many conversations that opened.
Yeah,
it's just a really simple, friendly, showing you you're in there, they're in your head.
Yeah.
It's good to do it off a phone, like as a text. I mean, you can do it as an email as well. That works maybe, but we all know that sometimes emails get caught up in
just spam.
Text is
open
great.
Open rate on text is like, what, like, I think it's like 99%.
Yeah. And the key is not to do it very often, isn't it? But if you haven't spoken to any some of these leads for literally months, they will go, oh, wow, that's so nice. And you'd be really, honestly, you could do that this afternoon. Yeah, your listeners could literally do that this afternoon, go through their leads, send them a little text. I'll guarantee they'll get some replies, you know, which could be quite lucrative. Could be quite lucrative, really, if you crack on and do it. It's not salesy. It's not pushy. And it's just you showing that bit of, what's the word, you know, just motivation and getting on with it, really. So yeah, that one is always a good one. Then social media, I mean, we've already talked about it quite a lot, haven't we? But the thing with social media, and I think you'll probably agree with this, Roxy, is it's all about video.
Yes. I'm so happy you've said that, because it's so underutilized. And again, if you're a avid Twizzing follower, you're always going on about videos. So videos, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, I guess where as Brits, and it is us as Brits, I think, a part of this, we don't like to do this is because we know, let's be honest, social media is exactly that. It's social. It's people talking to their friends, catching up with each other, nosing other people. And when you are a business owner and you're marketing to those people, you've got to be mindful that you are interrupting them. It's interruption marketing. So the best way to make sure that they don't get annoyed with you for that, they actually love you for it, is by giving them value. And by giving them value, by giving them ideas, by inspiring them, you've got basically this. I look at it three ways. You've got to do the EMV test. You've either got to get on with their emotions, you've got to do something that makes you memorable in a positive way, or you've got to give value. And video covers
that we tell all our clients.
All of those things. It literally covers all of those things, doesn't it? And Facebook Live is amazing. But if you're nervous about Facebook Live, it doesn't have to be live. I mean, I don't like Facebook Live, if I'm honest. But I do lots and lots of videos that just answer questions. Like, you know, so if you're a photographer, how many photos do I expect to get from the average photographer? So go on and tell them. Mm-hmm. Be transparent, because the more people see you, they think they then know you.
Yeah, that's it. It's building that know you, like you trust you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
There's no better way than jumping on video. I do like a live. I never used to like a live, but I love the interaction of a live. But like you were saying, Jackie, even if you just pre-record a video, answering questions,
it's a start, isn't it, Roxy? You've got to start somewhere, because let's be honest, as a business owner, if you want to get known, you're going to have to embrace video. And you can embrace it kicking and screaming, or you can embrace it fully and say, do you know what, I've got to do this, let's just get on with it and do it. And it gets easier, doesn't it?
It does. And my kind of top tip for, you know, doing a video would be pretend you're talking to somebody behind the camera, because I think sometimes it can come across like not genuine, and that's only because probably people are nervous, but you don't want it to be like it's not coming from the heart, because then you might be like, people might think,
that's exactly what I was going to say. People buy into people, and if you can be real and authentic, they know you've got integrity then, and that's really, really important. When people are spending a lot of money on their special day, they've got to trust the person they're handing over that cash to, really.
Even if you literally say on your live or on your video, you know, I'm not used to doing these videos, you know, I'd like it if you'd say hello, let me know when your wedding date is. Give them the opportunity to, one, know that, yes, you're only human, like, we've all got emotions, and give them the opportunities to interact with you. That's a really important tip.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing I was going to say about that is, obviously, when you do your videos, it's better to do one and it be imperfect than not to do one, because if you're not out there doing them at all, somebody else will be, and you'll miss your slot, you know, you'll miss building that relationship with people. So I think that's really a really, really important tip for today, really, is to get out there. If you're going to do some, well, you must do social media, but get out there and do some video, you know. And then the last of my tips, really, and this kind of links up with the first one, which is, because we actually do know there is money out there, maybe now's the time for a price increase. And I have persuaded quite a few of my clients to put their prices up recently. And that's because, well, there's a few reasons. Number one is, I think that people, it has become a bit cutthroat. And sometimes you just have to realise your own value. Because do you know what? Those of us who have survived this awful pandemic, we've done very well, you know, and we are the businesses who are, you know, we're the ones who've survived. We're the ones, we haven't gone down, we haven't spent our couple's deposits, and we're still going. And that counts for a lot.
Yeah.
And we need to value ourselves and recognise how good we are and what good service we give. I mean, some of the stuff you read on the social media about all the brides and how some of them haven't been so nice. Mm-hmm. And we just keep taking it and doing it. And you know what? You've got to recognise that you deserve a little bit back. You know, maybe I'm being a little bit, some people might not think I'm being very kind there. But the truth is, at the end of the day, we are a business. And although we make friends with our customers, it's also really, really important that we look after our staff and our businesses as well.
It is really important to know your worth, and also you've got to think about what's your long-term plan for your business. Are you want, like, because I think there's a misconception that if your prices are cheaper, you're going to get more bookings, but there's a lot more to it than just that. But if you are really, you know that you are good at your job, so why? It's almost like you're undercutting yourself.
Yeah, well, one of the easiest ways to do this, Roxy, and which I've done this with a few people now, is work out what you think you want to earn from a job and make that your basic package. Because then, if you can then upsell by offering additional things, your quid's in, aren't you? You know, so if you need £500 to do whatever it is you do, I'm just plucking a number out the air, make that your basic. Then do another one that's £750 and I do another one that's £1,000. Because do you know what? Most people will opt in the middle.
Yeah, they will. I was just about to say, yeah.
And if they know, like, and trust you, because you've been doing your video and you've been on your social media and you've done your Google My Business, you've already done the hard part that makes the selling easy. So when they actually go, right, I'm ready to book, they'll go with the middle one. And already you're up, your profits are then up over what you would have been if you were just saying, oh, yeah, I charge £500.
We had three price points in the bridal shop. We literally, so we were an off-the-peg bridal shop. You could come in, walk away with the dress straight away. We worked out, so we originally had two price points, and then we, you know, started learning things, and we realized people purchase are more likely to go for the middle one. It worked even better than that for us, though, because then we changed it to three price points. We had a 499 dress, a 799 dress, and a 999 dress. 9 times out of 10 everybody would go for the higher price dress, not even the middle one. And we were like, I'm just giving them that more options. It's amazing how
it is. It absolutely is. And the other thing is to do add-ons. So back using your bridal shop as an example, it might have been that they can have it, they take it home, that's it. If they get fatter or thinner, tough. But it might be that if they buy into your measuring service that you charge X amount for, even if they don't actually need it doing because they haven't changed weight, you've got the money secured. They've got the peace of mind. You sell it almost like as an insurance, don't you? And again, people will be like, oh, perhaps I better take that, you know, and it's how you sell it. And it's an add-on or an upsell. And nearly every business has got add-ons and upsells that they can offer.
Yeah, like
once you've got that booking, you can.
Yeah, once you have them, it is, you know, like the second sale, third sale, you know, we did bridesmaid dresses. We went the whole hog in the end. So we started wedding dresses. Then we was like, well, we can add on bridesmaid dresses, veils, accessories, belts, shoes.
Absolutely.
And then we even eventually got Sue Hire in. They could literally get the whole package from, and they loved it because they liked the idea that they could get everything from somebody like us who now they know, like and trust.
Exactly. Anywhere else. Exactly. No, that's perfect. And then linked to that, my final kind of is still part of step five, but it's about keep making those customers stick to you. And that is that you need to use follow-up. Now, if you ask the average wedding business how many times they follow up a lead, they probably give them a ring. They might drop them an email. They might do both if we're lucky.
Yeah.
But the average, and you probably know this, Roxy, but the average number of times you have to touch somebody before they buy is 11. How many people give up after 2-3 times? You can't. You've got to keep following up. And I'm not saying hassle people, but do you know what? If you're on their social media and they've followed you, if you can get them to your website, if you can offer them a checklist or whatever, that's not you selling. That's just you helping. And if you keep helping them and giving them value, that's all back again. I think we've said it about 50 times today, haven't we? No, like and trust. Yeah. That's how you get your customers. And it's massively, massively important.
And I think, I don't know, like for me, young Roxy in the wedding industry, I think I would have been scared or maybe felt like I was being pushy or salesy or whatever, like doing that. But it's how you do it that's important. You don't have to do it in a pushy way. You don't have to use pushy words. Just be genuine, you know, talk their language. That's really important. And I know we've said a little bit about, you know, knowing your client, and it is important that you haven't done an ideal client avatar, guys. Like, you need
absolutely
to do that. Or even, you know, it might be worth actually everybody doing it now to get ready, you know, for the future that's coming, you know, when everyone's free and can do what they want, because it might have changed. Your business has probably changed in the last 12 months because of what's happened to us all. So get your ideal client done, and then all of this becomes a lot easier, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And really, as I say, if you can then follow up with that client by giving them value, making them trust you, sending them videos, all those things, they will refer you to their friends. They will buy more from you than they initially do, and you will get a better business, and you won't just survive as you have so far. You will really, really thrive. And as I've mentioned it already, the entrepreneurs marketing and sales system, if anybody is interested and wants to know what that's all about, you know, I'm more than happy to have a chat with people, because some of you will probably thinking, oh my goodness, I don't even know where to start. Others will be well on the way to this. But what's really important is you have it done systematically. And you actually work through all your marketing pillars, get them right. And now's the time, while you're still not got working in the business, now's the time. You could get a lot done in the next couple of months.
You definitely can. And how nice would it be, you know, how you said, you know, you got all your systems down that much that you could then, you know, take a step back and start another business or do whatever you want to do. Like, we've done that kind of within Twism. We've got like tight systems that we can, if we want a day off, we can have a day off with ease and not think, oh, I've got this to do, that to do. Oh my God, I've got all this to do.
Yeah.
It is the nicest feeling, isn't it? To be able
it to- is. It is. Absolutely is. And it means, and especially eventually when you want to sell the business, it's not all about you then. It's about the business. Yeah. And if you've built all the marketing in place, just like you'd build all the HR in place, that way you've got something valuable to actually sell. And that's ultimately, not trying to get out of it already, but you know, ultimately that's the end game.
It's all about, you know, we all have to, you know, we've all got our, you know, short-term and long-term goals. And no matter whether you want to do what you're doing forever, you're almost certainly going to want to at some point make some more money or like have staff or have a couple of shops. And this is how you're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, thanks, Roxy. That, you know, I hope that's been helpful to everybody.
Even for me, it's nice. Like for me, we've all been kind of a little bit brain dormant for the last 12 months. So there's things that you said that I thought, oh, I'm going to go and have a look at that and check that out. What I'll do is, Jackie, I will put your socials in the podcast description so people can get hold of you really easy. And all of the stuff that we've actually kind of touched on today, if anyone's interested, we have a subscription service called the Wedding Business Success Academy. Jackie's actually done a masterclass in there. It's going to be live in the next week or so on Google My Business. Massive, massive opportunity there for a load of free marketing on there. But also in the Wedding Business Success Academy, we've got how we've been on about email templates. We have put together email templates that you've just got to add your little words to that are really, really like not salesy templates. You're able just to add your little bits and bobs and then send them off to your clients. There's an editable welcome packet in there for your clients that you can chuck all your branding colours on, images, things like that. You can actually take a look around for free. There's so much more in there. There's Instagram templates. Can't even think off the top of my head. Canva masterclasses. What have we got? Branding workbooks. So much amazing stuff in there. And I will put the link for that in the description too. You get a 7-day free trial. And in that time, you could really utilize what is in there. It's so good, guys. It's really, really good. But if anyone has got any comments or, you know, wants to get in touch with either of us, all of our details are going to be in the description. And yeah, hope you've really enjoyed today, everyone. And we'll see you on the next episode. Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thanks for having me. It's been lovely. And see you all soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.